Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't really watch a lot of reality TV. I mean, I did with Pawn Stars because I was on it. And, you know, there were some shows I liked, but I don't really watch a lot of reality TV. But one show that has kind of, you know, piqued my husband's interest, so I've been watching it with him, is this Below Deck. And this Below Deck has taught me a lot, surprisingly. And I know that reality TV is very orchestrated. There's producers asking you to do things or say things, and you can get yourself in trouble if you don't do things correctly. But you have cameras on you at all times when filming, and you're aware of these cameras. And Below Deck is basically a series that can include either the Mediterranean or Australian or a sailing yacht, and there's different Below Decks. It's gotten very, very popular, where people rent a luxury yacht. Some of them are very rich. Others might get a deal because they want to be on the show, and you get a real big discount, and you're on for a few days. And the deck crew and stewards serve you. And then they cut back and sometimes talk smack about the people they serve. They get mad that the $19,000 tip wasn't enough. And it's kind of fascinating to see that. But what I've been very shocked by is the sexual behavior and the inappropriateness that I've seen time and time again on these shows, where somebody who is a superior ends up bedding somebody who is in either a department or a rank below them. And I ask my husband, I go, wait a second, don't they get in trouble? Because in America, if you sleep with an inferior or you know, your superior approaches you sexually, that's harassment, and you get, you know, he's like, well, maybe it's because it's a different country. I don't know why these people aren't getting fired. And there also seems to be a lot of touching and not a lot of consent given with some of the behavior. It doesn't seem, but then I'm like, well, maybe there was consent, and you just didn't see it. Well, what made headlines is two people got canned for misconduct and lewdness and sexual misconduct from non-consenting crew members. And it's interesting that only now this is finally happening. So this was, I believe, Monday's episode of the Australian remix of this, where Bosun Luke Jones and second stew Laura Bilskelm were fired for sexual misconduct on the boat. Basically, on their nights off, they drink a lot. The boat crew, not everybody, some of them are smart and go to bed, but for the show to still get its ratings, everybody goes, maybe they get paid or their dinner or drinks are covered, I don't know. But everybody seems to get drunk and then they hook up. And some of the show's appeal, not for me, but I guess the reason why it's been so popular is people want to see who hooks up with who. The thing is that some of these other individuals, I don't think are really into it. And I guess after an evening of heavy drinking, one of the crew members, Margot Sisson, went to her bedroom. She was pretty drunk. She got into the room. And then, apparently, I think, allegedly, the bosun got out of the jacuzzi, goes into the room, and gets into bed with her. She was naked. She was passed out. And so it looks like the producers tried to intervene, turned on the lights, and then Luke screamed at them, and then left his room. He ends up getting fired. And then I think there was another, another issue with one of the other sort of crew. But, you know, I've been very shocked that this show has been going on for so long, seeing some of the inappropriateness, unless maybe it seems inappropriate, but they didn't really necessarily cross a line. I'm glad the producer tried to intervene. You know, just because somebody's drunk and naked doesn't mean you could just jump into their bed and go into the room. A room is a safe space. But, people are watching these reality TV shows with these hookups, with these behaviors that we're not really allowing anymore. You can't smack a person's butt. You can't talk about their genitals. You can't, you know, stick your tongue down their mouth just because they were drinking. And you see this, and I don't watch a lot of reality TV, but I do see the commercials and the trailers, and it's almost like we're sending two different messages. We're trying to teach the one population, almost like the Gen X's and the baby boomers. You don't do that anymore. You don't make out with your secretary. You don't hit on your boss. Those things aren't allowed. But at the same time, we're teaching the Gen Z's and the millennials to be as promiscuous as you can. And being as permissive, and is it that we almost want people to continually make mistakes and get fired so it's a topic? Now, I understand TV would be boring if you have a boss and you have a coworker, you know, or two coworkers, and they're like, how is your day? My day is good. Would you like some water? Thank you. I would like a glass of water. I get that's boring. And having these double entendres or the dirty jokes make it more interesting. But what is it that society wants? Is it that society wants no more sexual harassment and inappropriate fondling and behavior that could later be construed as assault? Or is it that they still want the drama? You know, I've been warning many students that, you know, you might be hooking up with somebody that you drink with at a party, but they could later say that was never consented. You need to protect yourself because, you know, who's going to believe who? If you're going to hook up, and reality TV makes it look like it's still so easy to just hook up with anybody, and they almost wait to drink. So they're like, oh, I don't remember what happened. And, you know, so it's almost an excuse for them to be more loose. And then what ends up happening is assault can happen. So I almost think society wants the drama of that still. Because why else would they have so much of it so pervasive in today's entertainment? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you have had a friend that adopted an animal and then couldn't take care of it? We had a friend who was living in an apartment and adopted a puppy. Now, I don't know much about dog breeds, but I told them, I go, you know, the dog's going to get bigger. And where are you going to take the dog to run? Oh, we have grass outside. I go, you sure? This is kind of a small apartment, because I lived in even a smaller apartment and I couldn't have a dog. I'm like, all right. Well, of course, the dog got too big and they had to, you know, try to give away the dog. And you're like, okay, come on, don't you, you know, can you please read up on the breeds? Many people don't even know what breed they have. It's a mix or a mutt, or they think they were told it was a dog of one type or not, or they got scammed because they thought they were buying a purebred. And so you want to make sure if you have an animal or a pet, It is going to thrive in that environment. The same thought process you give to bring in a baby into this world should also be extended to being a pet. I do not want pets feeling confined or stuck in a house all day or crated the whole time or feeling imprisoned. They need to run. They need to play. They need to be around other animals. And we sometimes forget that because we see on TV like a cat sit with us the whole time. I have cats, and my cats sit with me, but they like going outside. They like being with other cats. Now, we have to be careful because a coyote ate one of them. But it didn't matter how much my cat loved me. They wanted their hour or two outside. And so, you know, you make sure it's pet friendly. So Wallet Hub actually has published a list of the most pet friendly cities. They say to many of us, pets are family. I believe they are. And animal companionship is a great stress reliever. 90.5 million households in the U.S. own pets. Right? And the pet ownership, however, costs about $136.8 billion to maintain among all of us Americans. And so many people might also not realize that there's a cost that goes to it. You think, okay, well, you know, having a baby costs money, but a pet, all you have to do is buy the dog food or the cat food. You got to take the pet in for vaccines. You got to take the pet in for veterinary care, for tooth care, for grooming. It does cost money. They say for popular choices like dogs and cats, there's a lot of expenses, licenses, grooming, medical care. That could go over $3,000 annually. They say health insurance could be $200 a year. I have friends that are paying $70 a month. So I don't know where, if you can find me a $200 a year policy, I'll get that. But the problem is a lot of these policies don't cover the common things you need the policy to cover. But what about where to live? What cities seem to be, quote unquote, the most pet friendly? So what Wallet Hub based this on was the pet friendliness of 100 U.S. cities. They used 23 metrics, range from minimum pet care provider rate per visit to pet businesses per capita to walkability to the budget to dog insurance premiums to veterinarians per capita to doggy daycares to animal shelters to weather at walk score, things like that. And so basically what they came up with was Scottsdale, Arizona, ended up coming in number one. Now, Scottsdale, Arizona, I've lived there for a small amount of time during my life. Very pretty. Lots of bike paths, lots of grass. It's hotter than hell, you know, during the summer. But they apparently ranked the highest. They got a 63.7 score. Pet health and wellness ranked number one. Pet budget was a little on the low side. But pet health and wellness, number one. Tampa, Florida, ranked number two. St. Petersburg, Florida, number three. Las Vegas, Nevada, came in number four. Colorado Springs, Colorado, number five. Now, maybe it is because we don't get a lot of snow. Maybe pets seem to like the hotter weather. All I know is they still are at risk for heat illness and heat stroke. But at least all year long, I could pretty much take the animals out except for the dead of summer. Whereas with the winter in other places, you're kind of stuck. But interestingly, Las Vegas ranked number four, Colorado Springs number five. Then came Birmingham, Alabama, number six, Atlanta, Georgia, number seven, Raleigh, North Carolina, number eight, St. Louis, Missouri, number nine, and then Portland, Oregon, number 10. North Las Vegas came in number 11, Cincinnati, Ohio, 12, Lexington, Fayette, Kentucky, Sacramento, California, Orlando, Florida, rounding out the top 15, and then Nashville, Aurora, Boise, Denver, and Miami round out the top 20. There's a whole bunch of other cities. Some of the number 100 was Baltimore, Maryland. Dallas came in 99, Santa Ana, California 98, Durham, North Carolina 97, and Laredo, Texas number 96. New York, fascinatingly came 95. You know, New York, I don't know how many individuals have pets. I could see more indoor pets you could have, like cats, etc. It must be really, really hard with apartments to have a dog. So they didn't do as well. In terms of veterinary costs, the lowest costs, so the best city, right, in terms of the lowest veterinary cost was Columbus, Ohio. Then came Corpus Christi, Texas, Raleigh, North Carolina, Sacramento, California, and Kansas City, Missouri were the lowest veterinary costs. Yet the highest was Plano, Texas, New York, New York, Chicago, Illinois, D.C., Washington, D.C., and Anchorage, Alaska in terms of expense. And I get that. Things are expensive in New York and D.C., Chicago. Anchorage, probably hard to attract a lot of people to live up there year-round. Now, what about dog insurance premiums? They say the cheapest was Indianapolis, Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Aurora, Colorado, Memphis, Tennessee, and Nashville, Tennessee. But in terms of the most expensive, all tied, New York, L.A., Irvine, San Francisco, and Scottsdale for dog insurance premium. So, you know, when you are moving, because many people now are moving and they're trying to find best places to live, you kind of need to look at, you know, not only where your kids will thrive in schools, but also how your animals will do. And people say, well, your animals don't really live long. I have a cat where this Monday he turned 17. I have a 17-year-old cat. Basically, my kids don't even remember their childhood without him. That's a long-lasting animal. Our friend's dog turned 13. 13 is good for a dog. So in terms of veterinarians, where are there plenty of veterinarians? Miami, Las Vegas, Tampa, Cincinnati, Orlando. Doing really, really well with the veterinarians. The fewest, North Las Vegas, not that many. Detroit, Jersey City, Laredo, Texas, and Newark, New Jersey. Pet businesses per capita. Scottsdale, St. Petersburg, Florida, Reno, Birmingham, Alabama, Boise had the most. And then the worst was Newark, Laredo, Texas, New York, L.A., Detroit. Now, dog-friendly restaurants. There's a place we have called Lazy Dog. And Lazy Dog allows you to bring your dog. I don't, because my dog would just go crazy with the other dogs and then ask everybody for food. And even though they have little dog treats, my dog would want, you know, real food. So we don't do it. But that is nice to be able to take your dog out. Apparently, Orlando, Florida, Austin, Texas, Seattle, Washington, D.C., and Portland, Oregon have dog-friendly restaurants. Not that many in North Las Vegas, San Bernardino, Laredo, Texas, Newark, New Jersey, or Stockton, California. Now, I need dog parks. Right? There's a lot of places that dogs want to be able to run and do things in. Apparently, New York, New York have the most amount of dog parks. Well, they probably should, because how do they handle, you know, well, and Central Park is really nice, but I think they have others as well. San Francisco, California does, Portland, Oregon, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Sacramento, California. Yet the fewest were Hialeah, Florida, Santa Ana, California, Cleveland, Ohio, Newark, Jersey, and Garland, Texas had the fewest dog parks. And then animal shelters. Animal shelters, apparently there were a lot in Phoenix, St. Louis, San Diego, Atlanta, and Chicago. But not that many in Long Beach, Anaheim, Henderson, Nevada, Newark, or Chula Vista, California. So pets are important to us. I mean, making a decision to move is never easy. We usually put, can I make money? Can I afford the house? What are the schools like? How's the crime? But for those of you trying to also figure out, well, what about my pets? Wallet Hub provided this. And it's kind of interesting. But, you know, before you adopt, please understand and look at worst case scenario to make sure you can afford it and handle it. And really research your pet insurance. You know, those who, it's very surprising when you find out your animal needs a surgery and then you see the thousands upon thousands of dollars of cost. It's cost us $5,000 to repair my dog's leg. We did it. But wow, that was rough. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. The mayor of San Francisco, reportedly in Honolulu after escaping the deadly wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui. About 4,000 people have been evacuated from the island. 36 have unfortunately lost their lives. The latest consumer price index shows inflation may be moderating. The inflation report from the Labor Department says the CPI nudged up only 0.2% in July. President Biden's tour of Western states ends today. He will speak in Salt Lake City to highlight the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act. A Georgia prosecutor denying claims made by former President Trump in a new campaign ad. The new spots accuse Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis of having an affair with a gang member. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Years ago, people had reached out to me frantically asking me if Chum Lee on Pawn Stars was dead. And I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? Not that I was close to them. I did multiple episodes, but I really didn't hang out with them. I didn't really talk to them too much. And, I looked it up and I asked around. I was like, no, he's fine. But all over the internet, they had said he died. I think there was a Macaulay Culkin scare that people had said he died. It went all over the place and no, he was fine. It just somebody spreads a false rumor. And this has been happening since the dawn of internet because people want to believe what they want to believe. Well, last night we were told that a 14-year-old rapper named Lil Tay and her brother, Jason Tion, had passed. And there was a lot of questions and concerns surrounding this and wondering, you know, how she died. Were they killed? What happened? Well, apparently the family, she's only 14, and said, no, I'm here. But what was interesting is it took a whole day. It took a whole day for the family to come out saying, no, she's alive. So I'm not exactly sure why that happened. Now people are wondering, was this a, you know, a stunt or a... But it's scary nonetheless. I'm just glad she's okay. She's a 14-year-old online star. They call her an influencer. She's a rapper who apparently became famous at age 9. She was in multiple videos that I haven't really watched a lot of that, but we're being told it had a lot of vulgar sort of text. And people were shocked to see somebody so young killed and gone and without any sort of reason for it. I think her name was Tay Tian. She was born Claire Hope. Confirmed her leg is Tay Tian, but she's known as Lil Tay. And 24 hours after everybody panicked about this, we were told she's okay. Now, I don't know why something like this would go, be out there. It's always very concerning. I mean, in fact, there was a post on her Instagram saying it's with heavy heart that we share the devastating news of our beloved Claire's sudden and tragic passing. We have no words to express the unbearable loss and indescribable pain. This outcome was entirely unexpected and has left us all in shock. Her brother's passing adds even more unimaginable depth to our grief. During this time of immense sorrow, we kindly ask for privacy as we grieve this overwhelming loss. As the circumstances surrounding Claire and her brother's passing are still under investigation, Claire will forever remain in our hearts, her absence leaving an irreplaceable void that will be felt by all who knew and loved her. Okay, that is something that was allegedly on her account. Now they're saying that she was hacked. So these death rumors obviously brought up a whole bunch of concern and, you know, what exactly happened? Was this planned? Was she found ill and then, they revived her? I don't know. But this was very, very odd. I'm sure that we will get a little bit of clarity, but I get nervous when you see young kids, you know, with this much weight on their shoulder and this much public eye and scrutiny. And mind you, I think young kids can do a lot more than we take credit, than we give them credit for. I don't think video games and watching cartoons is something a lot of kids should be doing. I think there's a lot of things kids can handle. But in this day and age, there are certain things that are very, very adult. And, vulgar-based rap lyrics, which from what we understand, she embraces in her artistry, you know, does kind of put her in a role where she's not necessarily a kid. She's in the adult world saying adult things. And I don't know what sort of risks she's taking on with this. So Godspeed. I hope she and her brother are okay. But, man, when you read something online, you got to take it with a grain of salt these days. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I was once on an airplane that had no air conditioning, and it was painful. And luckily, we got moving, and it was livable, not very comfortable, but it wasn't in the dead of summer, so I felt myself lucky. Well, then we were told in Las Vegas, people were stuck on a tarmac for 4 hours, getting sick, passing out, wetting themselves because you aren't allowed to get up and go to the bathroom, so you have to just pee on yourself, which is horrible. They got to have a better system for that. And that was because a plane didn't have air conditioning, and I think Delta is reviewing what happened there. Well, now we're told that passengers on a United Airlines flight from Newark to Rome were reportedly trapped for more than 7 hours on a plane without air conditioning, and they were offered very little in the way of food or water during the ordeal. Social media posts by passengers say the flight was delayed due to an issue with the air conditioning system and that at least one passenger fainted and required medical attention. United Airlines acknowledged the incident and said the flight was eventually canceled due to federal regulations around flight crew duty hours. This happened July 3rd. United Flight 40 returned to the gate at Newark to address a temperature issue. Why 7 hours passed before that happened, I don't know. They said they offered the customers the opportunity to plane, later provided snacks and beverages. They said our crew eventually exceeded their legally permitted duty hours, and we had to cancel the flight. They said we regret we couldn't provide our customers a better travel experience and offer compensation in the hopes of having an opportunity to welcome them back. Of course, the passengers were frustrated, and they might have gotten refunds, but they didn't get necessarily extra compensation for that. Now, according to the Department of Transportation, airlines are required to provide passengers with food and water during onboard tarmac delays of more than 2 hours. Carriers are also required to give passengers an opportunity to leave the plane after 3 hours for domestic flights or 4 hours for international. They said the airlines are not required to provide additional compensation for tarmac delays. They are also not required by the DOT to provide full meals, even during lengthy delays, so long as they make snacks available. The captain is also permitted to suspend or forbid drink a meal service during a tarmac delay if safety or security is at risk, or if the plane is on an active taxiway or runway. So the DOT does require airlines to provide full refunds, even for non-refundable tickets, if a flight is canceled. So the passengers will get their money back. But, you know, I've been on planes where they just say, we don't have food. We don't have snacks. We're out. I don't understand how these planes run out of food. Or you almost wonder if maybe... I was on a flight, and I saw the flight eating the meals that they said that they were out of. And again, the flight crew should be able to eat, but I don't understand why they don't overcompensate to have food. It seems like delays are now commonplace. You know, with my kids, I would always pack peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I would pack meals because I knew that we wouldn't be able to eat on a plane and we could be stuck for hours. And, you know, to have to plan for that is never fun because the sandwiches are soggy and you're trying to have maybe, you know, cool perishable food. It's almost impossible. But I've seen time and time again, and, you know, no air conditioning. I don't get that. How the plane, is it to save fuel that they shut it down? I mean, in Newark, is not very cool this time of year. So I'm really not a fan of flying these days. I think it's very frustrating that we're having all these issues. We, you know, our Department of Transportation seems a little overwhelmed with all the train derailments and plane issues. I'm not exactly sure what's going on with Pete Buttigieg and his people. I'm hoping that they're able to kind of get a better grip on what's going on. But some say it's not enough staff. Some say people are quitting. I mean, mind you, if I had to be on a plane with no air conditioning and angry individuals who want to get up and pee and I'm not allowed to get them to go up to pee, I don't know if I would want to work as an airline steward or a flight attendant. So, I don't know if these little, fans that you could carry along with you help I think it's a health risk and a safety risk to be stuck anywhere without air conditioning in this heat. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in political news, this topic always comes up where in the debate, and I don't know if this has always been the case, but in the debate between during the primary, they'll say, will you sign a pledge, although now I think they're asking for people to sign the pledge before the debate, that whoever is the front runner, you're going to support. And I always thought that was a little odd because I'm like, don't you want to vote for the person? I'm not a fan of this vote all D, vote all R. I'm not a fan of that. I know that's how a lot of politics works and, you know, that's in order to, you know, win. Sometimes that's the message that either party does. But as an American, I really think it's about who the, you know, person is. Now, you might eventually just vote all D or all R. But if you are a Democrat and you have a choice between, let's say, Joe Biden, Gavin Newsom, and let's say Hunter Biden. Okay, runs. Who knows? And you really don't like Hunter Biden. But you have to pick. You have to say, look, no matter what, whoever wins, I will support the other people. That means you're not really voting for who you think would be the best person for the position. Also, you're supposed to be allowed some privacy in who you're going to vote for. Well, same thing with the Republicans. You know, you got Tim Scott, you got Vivek Ramaswamy, who apparently Trump-like, but you have a lot of individuals mixed on if they support Trump. Trump says he's not going to sign a pledge to support the Republican nominee if he loses the primary. That's apparently a requirement to appear in the first debate later this month. I don't know if I agree with there being those requirements. It's just you're supposed to be voting for who you think is the best person. He seems to like Tim Scott or Vivek Ramaswamy, but if there's a candidate, let's say like Chris Christie, that he doesn't like, does he have to support him? You know, I'm kind of a little shocked with that. I get some individuals, like I said, right or left, want to know that you are going to die with the cause. You will, no matter what, stick with the D's or stick with the R's. But if we're trying to make America a democracy, you don't force somebody to pledge that they'll go. What if the nominee ends up having a criminal record? What if on the Democratic side, Joe Biden does testify, he admits or is found to be guilty of using funds, using his influence for funds? Now these people pledge to support somebody that might not be worthy. Can't you just say, I'm going to make my decision at the polls on election day? So, you know, Trump said, why would I sign it to Newsmax? He said, I can name 3 or 4 people that I would support for president. So right there, there's a problem. He didn't name the candidates he wouldn't support. He said there's no reason to insult them. But he did praise South Carolina Senator Tim Scott and businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, saying they've been very nice. So, is Trump right or wrong? Some people are thinking that he's being a jerk. I don't know, because how do the Democrats do it on their side also? If Biden ends up, you know, being found guilty, I don't think it's going to go that quickly before the election, but why should you have to swear your allegiance when there might be a better candidate, like Newsom or somebody else for the Democrats? So, I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, you know, also Trump said he's still not sure if he's going to participate in the debate. It looks like him not signing the pledge means he's probably going to skip the debate. I think the debate is for August 23rd in Milwaukee. I think I have a jury duty that day. I have to double check. And so he has questioned why he should debate his rivals given that he has such a substantial polling lead. You know, it's interesting. Trump really soared for the Republicans in these primaries. People didn't think Trump had a chance. And then once they saw him and heard what he's about, and originally Trump wasn't even asking for any money, that really started resonating with people. But he already has the popularity. It could only hurt. If he was neck and neck, he might have to, let's say it was neck and neck with DeSantis. Yeah, he might have to get on that stage and show DeSantis up. But if he's already leading, yeah, maybe he's not making the worst decision. I mean, he wants to stand out. And he doesn't want to feel like he has to go through the motions that previous presidents had to. And I'm sure he'll want to debate Biden. And he has no problem being in the public eye. But I think this is kind of he's a little cocky, he's a little narcissist, narcissistic, and he probably thinks it could only hurt Why be up there having people ask him questions that he has to stumble around? Because, again, the purpose of the debate is to be able to get your point across. Well, he has Truth Social. He now, I think he could go back on Twitter if he wants, but he basically says what he wants to say on Truth Social. So any comment he wants to make on how he feels about the economy, about immigration, about national security, he can make that. He doesn't need to debate and outwit somebody else. So I don't even know if I would even advise him to go on the stage. I think, you know, he might have a point. If he's starting to lose to DeSantis or Ramaswamy or Tim Scott, yeah, maybe he's going to have to then step up a little bit. But right now, everybody knows what he stands for and what he says. It would be entertaining. Well, but, you know, he feels like Fox News, and I think Fox News is running the debate, and these other people are using it to lynch him. So why should I help your ratings? And the funny thing is I'm going to still watch, because I want to watch all debates, Democratic and Republican, but a lot of people, if he's not on there because he made it entertaining, they might not watch. So it's interesting. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if you all remember, but Tylenol and medications over the counter used to be easy to open. And then they had to be very tightly sealed. Well, it was because of some piece of work who would add cyanide and lace pills with cyanide to Tylenol bottles, killing about 7, I think, and injuring more. Well, that suspect was James Lewis. And this happened back in 1982. He was the only suspect ever identified. I don't think he was ever proven. He was jailed for 13 years for a $1 million extortion attempt against Tylenol Johnson & Johnson. But he ended up dying in July of age 76. So he died last month. And he's one of the reasons why we have such tight medications. The only problem is now it's harder for older individuals to open their Tylenol. I can't even open some of these. But once you knew that somebody had access to medications, they had to protect him. But it's interesting because they have videos back from 2008 showing how he explained to undercover FBI agents how he would have swapped the painkillers for cyanide without a trace and admitting his extortion attempt. So we think it was him. But what kind of a sick son of a, you know, whoever it was to do this? And so people were afraid of Tylenol. They wouldn't use it. I remember in the 80s, that was pretty scary. There were deaths of 4 women, 2 men, and a 12-year-old girl. It caused worldwide panic. So now we have to have tamper-proof packaging, foil seals, hard-to-move caps. But it was a 12-year-old girl that first died. Parents gave her one capsule. I don't know if it was for a headache or feeling sick, and she was dead the next day. So anyway, the potential killer has died. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.